Good morning. And we learned a Simin Dalet, and we clarified that there are two types of erva. There's an erva which is erva be'etzim, that's the primary parts of the body, and then there's an erva which is chazal ashered, it's because of the concern that it will cause a person to come to hearer, and the person will be distracted. So we're not concerned with the issur of hearer itself, but the distraction which is, this causes in regards to saying the Dvar Hashem Kedusha and Divrei Torah with the proper kavanah and intent. So now, going back to what the Chayyadim said in the first simon, so he said that the age where the children are problematic is from the age of 3 years old for a katana and 9 years old for a katan. Now, that is talking about the primary erva, which is in the raisa of erva. The because I'll understand that it depends on the age where the child is actually physically right to have bia, which because I'll understand that takes place when a girl turns 3 years old. The question which comes up is in regards to this secondary din, the din de rabbanon, the chazal asked because of the distraction which comes with it. At what age does that apply? The chayalim seems to assume that it applies from the age of 3 years old, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah understands that this also applies from the age of 3 years old. However, the Chazon Ish in his sefer on Archaim Siman Tes Zayin, it says that since Chazal asked this because of the element of distraction which comes with the areas of this young lady, in general, when a child is of an age where people do not find the child to be attractive in the feminine way, it's it's a child. So this issue would not apply because Chazal did not answer it. So what age does it apply at? He says it really depends on the child. It depends on the child. Some girls develop more quickly than others, and therefore the age would be younger. Rav Chaim Kanievsky assumes that the time berech when the Chazon Ish's halacha would apply would be around the age of 7 years old. So up to the age of 7 years old. Even if the child is not dressed appropriately, she's not fully covered, and this would mean, for example, the upper part of the arm and a skirt which goes below the knees, etc. So one would be allowed to say Divrei Torah and Divrei Kedusha and Divrei Tefillah in the presence of such a girl without having to move away, look away, etc. The Hanhag of the Poskim seems to be to follow the Mishnah Berurah Lechatchila, but if one wants to follow the Chazon Ish, one has what to rely on. Rabbi Yashiv discusses the following question: if you have a tzibur which wants to rely on the opinion of the Chazon Ish, which means they're going to allow bringing young girls into the shul, which are not fully dressed, not fully clad, and continue to daven, etc. And there is a mi'at of the tzibur which says that we want to be machmer on the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. So for us, it's not possible to daven because the girls are not dressed properly. If the Rebbe of the Tzibur wants to follow the Chazon Ish, the Mi'ah of the Tzibur cannot force the Rebbe of the Tzibur to be makbid on it. So it means it's an acceptable opinion, and one can follow it under those circumstances. As we will see in the next point, this is all discussing the halachas of Kriya Shema and Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Tefillah, Divrei Torah. But what about regards to the age where the girl is supposed to be, one has to be makbid and seeing it's for the child? Like the Chayyadim will say that when it comes to the issue of histaklus, etc., that's a separate issue. It's not the same halacha. So arguably, in regards to what age one must start putting the child in sneas clothing, be makban on the covering the areas which have to be covered, what age does that apply? So some assume that the halacha of the Chazon Ish would apply to that as well. The reason why you have a chiyuv to do that is to make sure that she's covered properly. We're saying it's not a problem. However, we pointed out when we learned the halachas of chinuch, the halachas of chinuch are to prepare the child to act how they're supposed to act when they become older. And once they reach the age that they understand what they're doing, so the chiyuv chinuch kicks in, and they're mechuyav to do that, not because that right now it's a problematic issue, but rather because it'll be an issue when they get older. The Mekilim argue that the chinuch is to cover something which has a lach of erva. That's what the chinuch is. If you're saying that this does not have a lach of erva, so then do we know chiyuv to cover it? So that seems to be two arguments how to understand it. And we spoke about that when we learned the lachos of chinuch katanim. It seems to be the primary way to understand it would be that there is a chiyuv chinuch, even at the younger age. As we continue along, we'll clarify more about this. And meanwhile, have a good day.